Podtacular Anniversary Show, episode 74, for the week of July 31st, 2006.
Alright, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
And I'm Gemini Ace.
And I'm Fumo Wife.
And here we are at the Podtacular Anniversary Show. This time, we're just going to kind of be doing some navel-gazing, as Gemini Ace was saying. And pretty much, this is the show about the show. So this is the one chance that we actually just kind of talk about Podtacular. Not going to be telling you how to, like, level up and stay there or anything like that, this show. We're kind of just going to be gazing back and seeing where we come from and seeing where we're going. And right. Because this is the one-year anniversary. Woo!
Woo-hoo. You got to remember where you came from.
That's right.
You'll never know where you're going.
Wise men say.
Confucius say.
Yeah, definitely. Man who goes to sleep with stinky butt wakes up with itchy finger.
Dude, I was seriously just thinking
all
that.
The way around. Something like that.
Great minds think alike, that's right.
I'm not
I don't know what our minds are doing, but...
Okay, so this first part, I'm going to, like, figure I go on and kind of talk about where Podtacular came from, how it started, and all that stuff. So, basically, like, the way Podtacular started is... I used to listen to a lot of podcasts when I first got my iPod and everything, and I had a long commute. I kind of got it so that I could hook up a tape deck and put it in my car and listen to a lot of podcasts on the commute. And I kind of grew an affinity to a lot of podcasts. I mean, there was just a lot of cool stuff out there for free, and I just thought that was really amazing. So got to where I really liked a few ones in particular, and I really got into the gaming podcasts. Like, my favorite podcast of all time still is Extra Life Radio, and that's at myextralife.com. Awesome podcast. Oh, yes.
Salmonators, actually, he got me to listen to that. That's funny.
Did you like that show?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway.
I like that. Is that the guy that does the cartoons also?
Yeah, he does, yeah. There's, in fact, all the guys on there do their own webcomics.
So. Oh, cool. Yeah, I like their cartoons.
It's kind of wild. I don't really pay attention to the comics too much as I do the show, but I don't know. A cool show, yeah. Anyway. Guys, check that out, definitely. And, in fact, they played our promo recently. I appreciate Scott Johnson doing that, man. They're good guys. Let's see here. So, started out kind of listening to a bunch of podcasts like that. Also listened to, all kinds of different game shows like DreamStation.cc and Gamertag Radio and among a bunch of other ones. And, kind of got into the whole genre and thought it was pretty cool and realized, among other things, that they don't really have a solid Halo 2 podcast, one that's real successful and is working real well. So I kind of got to the point that I was listening to so many podcasts and I kind of wanted to give back and make my own because, I mean, I figured it's free, you know, except yep. for maybe some hosting and stuff like that to work out. I figured, you know, might as well start my own podcast. So then I got to where, you know, what kind of podcast should I start? And I thought of a few different ideas, and I was kind of mapping it out, and I was kind of going, you know, one of the ideas I had, since I'm a Christian, I was going to start possibly like a Christian apologetics type podcast where talking about, the Christian faith and reasons I believe and questions I have and questions I've had answers and stuff like that just to help people out with that. And, you know... While that was a good idea, there are other podcasts out there that do that. And that's kind of where I got part of my inspiration from on that anyway in the first place. So it's kind of like, that wouldn't necessarily be anything unique, although it would kind of help me and possibly help others. But I kind of got to the point where that might run out after a while anyway, like some of these other podcasts in the same genre had. So I was like, you know, there's that, there's a few other things, but... The thing with Halo, because I was also, of course, a big Halo fan, is that I figured with my big thing with doing a Halo podcast is that I'd never run out of stuff to talk about. Because the way the game always changes, you know, it gets the strategies change, things like that. I mean, for instance, the noob combo wasn't even a a phrase until quite a bit later on. You know, things like that.
There's so many things that have come and gone since the show's been on.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
The new combos come along and everything else. And, of course, there weren't griefers or derankers or
any of that stuff. Yeah, or even lauders for a while.
Yeah.
Double shot, you know, weapon combos.
Yeah, BXRs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
Brain scanners.
What? For my wife. Brain scanners, okay. Yeah, you don't play much Halo 2, do you?
No, I don't. I don't think so.
Well, you don't have one of those for me?
A brain scanner?
Yeah. Well, I got like two, so if you want one.
I got a layaway, you know. They're expensive.
Oh, okay. At the Walmart, you got the Walmart brand brain scanner.
Scanner, yeah.
Yeah. It hurts really bad, but damn, it's fun.
Nice. Kind of started a podcast here mostly for that reason, because I would never run out of stuff to talk about. And also I noticed that there wasn't a whole lot of successful other Halo 2 podcasts out there, although there are a few. And there seemed like a huge, you know, opportunity to do that, because there's so many people that play Halo 2. I mean, there's like millions of people that play. So
well, it's consistently is the number one Xbox Live game every week.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see that change anytime soon either. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't even know if Gears of War will topple it, you know?
Yeah, well, nothing on the 360 has been able to do it just yet, you know? And the only thing I figure will do it is Halo 3.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, I think we've talked about that before, too. I think that's just the only thing that can possibly, you know, outdo Halo 2 as far as the amount of people to play, so.
Yeah.
So started into that, and when we started off, it was just me sitting on my computer with my internal microphone, with the humming fan in the background of my computer, and just kind of talking about a couple of subjects. And, you know, after that, I started to kind of try to promote it a little bit, asked for a co-host on the thing, and Spellcheck was the first person to respond to that. Among the first few, anyway. And he was a Christian, which I thought was cool, because, you know, I don't want, like, people, like, cussing, like, every other word, or, like, you know, making a bunch of lewd comments.
You don't
want to
be, like, game talk.
Game talk, yeah.
Well, like, you know, other podcasts that are just, like, always dirty and everything all the time. But, you know, I didn't want that, so I thought that was cool. Also, is, like, you know, he's a big Halo fan, of course, and also, the biggest thing is that we just, like, really got along right away. We just really clicked to where we could talk for, like, an hour straight, you know, and, like, we'd be like, whoa, what time is it? So, it was pretty cool. And Spellcheck's a pretty awesome guy. I mean, he just, you know, he kind of has this way to where he can just, like, have all kinds of random comments going on, and just, like, random jokes out of nowhere, and it was pretty cool, so.
Yeah.
We kind of balance each other, because I tend to be kind of a no-nonsense guy in that way sometimes, and I need to kind of loosen up in some ways, so. But, he was on there, and it was really great having him on there. We started out kind of just talking about only tips. We would only talk about gameplay tips, and that was it. And we got to where the tips kind of expanded to where we had, like, news in the beginning and then custom games at the end. So pretty soon, after a while of doing this, we have like an hour-long show, and then we're kind of going, you know, this is getting really long. Sometimes it would get to like an hour and a half, really long show.
Yeah.
So especially as podcasts go, you know. So we had to figure out how to cut it down. So we're like, okay, how are we gonna do this? And then we had this crazy idea. Actually, prior to that, we also kind of promoted ourselves in the meantime. We got on HBO in Rampancy.net and Halo Planet. Those guys have helped us out a lot, thanks to Michael Fluffy Carlson there. And we really got in the limelight and really started to expand our listenership to where, like, every week or two it was doubling. And it's just pretty exciting right there. You know, that's some major growth. And then we got to where we had Major Nelson on as well, and that was, like, a big plus that really boosted our numbers. But the biggest thing towards the beginning was when we got on Bungie.net in the news items. And that really, that like probably quadrupled our numbers in one day. And we were getting where we were getting like hundreds of hits every minute from Bungie.net at the point at that that point. So we just like totally skyrocketed at that point and really got a lot of new listeners from that, which was really exciting. So yeah, Bungie.net was a real mover and shaker there. But at getting to where at this point we're like going, our show is getting too long, we need to split it up somehow. So then we decided to kind of split it up into three shows. And this is like a harebrained crazy idea. I don't know how we
figured. Y'all were doing like, what, three shows a week, right? Y'all were
yeah,
putting out three shows in like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday or something. I don't remember what days, but yeah.
Yeah, you remember that. It was like psycho, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, we got this harebrained idea that, okay, instead of doing one show that's an hour and a half long, we're going to do three shows a week that are maybe 20 minutes long or
yeah.
So.
And those never seem to work. Those are always a little bit more than 20 minutes.
You know,
more.
That's
the
problem.
Bit more, you know?
I know, man.
So it's like, oh, three one-hour shows, okay.
It's like maybe it would look good on paper, you know, would have worked in theory. But it ended up, yeah, exactly. That was the problem, is that each of those shows started to expand until we had freaking, like, 3 1-hour shows every week. And people were, like, pulling their hair out. They're like, oh, my God, I can't even keep up with your shows, man. You got too much stuff. You guys just talk nonstop.
Pace yourself.
I know. It's like, I'm only on episode 157. I can't catch up with these.
Yeah.
I was a podtacular widow.
Man, there's a lot of those out there, I tell you.
Yeah, I was like, the thing is, though, is we were recording on one day. We were recording all three shows, which was kind of good, except for it totally, like, jacked up my whole Sunday, because, like, at that, when we were getting to, like, an hour show per piece, and then we had to record three back-to-back, it's like, dude, man, that took up, like, my whole afternoon. You know, and then I had stuff before that and after that, so it was kind of, you know.
Then you gotta have that. You gotta edit it because y'all were editing your own stuff back then.
Oh yeah. I was editing for a little while. In fact, Spellcheck took up editing pretty shortly after he got on. So he was editing it, and yeah, it just got to be a real pain doing it that way. So, and besides, everyone was like, "I can't even catch up to what you guys are doing. You're going too fast. Too many episodes." Ah.
Well, it's amazing how this little quote unquote hobby of podcasting can turn into, you know, a second job.
Man, you're telling me, yeah, really. Yeah,
I mean, I can't imagine what your life is like. You know, having to juggle Podtacular and actually want to play the game, you know, and everything else.
And have a job.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Keep a job, a wife, and, you know, actually have time for sleep and things like showers and things.
Sleep? What's that, man?
I don't know. Showers? What are those? Oh, wait.
Yeah,
I took one of those last week.
Yeah, I'm kicking a little bit under the arms here, yeah.
Whew. Smell that through Skype.
Yeah. Sent you a smell message there.
Yeah. But, oh, man.
Yeah, but, yeah, it's kind of rough, you know, juggling everything with the job and everything, but, you know, I gotta kind of put first things first and everything. But, anyway, but, yeah, so, dang, where was I? I knew this was going to happen.
Sorry.
Talking about
it's cool.
The Sunday afternoons.
Three shows.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon. Okay, yeah. So, and then we got to where we're like, screw this, man. This is not working. If people can't even, like, catch up to our shows. So we, like, split that out turned it into three shows a month, and then eventually turned that into four shows a month. Well, three shows one show every week for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then eventually to four, where we were doing the Podtacular update, which, real quick, where we talk about, like, the latest news in Podtacular, Bungie, Halo community, stuff like that. We also expanded that to kind of be the Nacho Supreme show, where we talk about, like, everything under the sun that doesn't get covered in other shows. Like, we talk about glitching, campaign tips, Halo jokes, things like that. So, and then we have the Halo 3 show, which is, originally we did it just as kind of when they announced Halo 3, just to talk about it. But then we got to where people had new stuff to send in every single week, like ideas for Halo 3, things they wanted to see in it, things they wanted to carry over from previous games, things, all kinds of stuff, like their predictions for it. And it got to where it was, I mean, it just never ended. I mean, I really thought it would, like, would burn out after a while and people wouldn't have any new stuff to share. But it amazes me that people still have creative ideas for Halo 3.
Yeah, so. every time that y'all do a show, it's like, oh, there's probably going to be some duplicates in there. And for the most part, there's not.
I know. It's really surprising. I mean, I go through and delete all the duplicates even, and we still have, like, an over an hour-long show. It's really wild. And that's, like, my favorite show, too, because, you know, people talk about their creative ideas for it and stuff. And
I like that one a lot just because, you know, it's, like, all the speculation and, you know.
Yeah, for real.
The unknown.
The great unknown, definitely.
So groovy, man.
We do that, and then we do the tip show where we talk all about gameplay tips on between levels, 25 to 35, I think. Trying to help people towards the higher levels get up there in the matchmaking levels. Because, frankly, there's just no noobs out there anymore. People who have this game have had it for a while. It's been out over, a year and a half now. And
it's been like 2 years. It'll almost be 3 years, I think, won't it?
I think it's been close to 2 years, if I'm
right. Closer to 2 years, all right. Yeah, you're probably right. Well, of course you're right.
Well, I don't know everything there is in
the world. I'm going to argue with you, man, about this game.
But, you know, the thing is, like, we're not going to tell people where the shotgun is and stuff like that anymore. People are like, come on, dude. I'm playing, like, in MLG tournaments. You're trying to tell me where the shotgun is.
What is that shotgun?
It's around here somewhere. Never find it. Say,
I'm always killed by it, but I can never find it.
I know. So we try to cater to people that are on the higher levels and that, or at least get them to the higher levels. And then we have after the tip show, where we have our map of the month and we go through the different game types and everything. We have the customs and call-in show, where we read off the top few custom games people send in. We talk about our Tales from the Foxhole, which is kind of stories from in-game, and all kinds of cool stuff there. People like crazy stories of things that happen in-game. And then we play back our listener voicemails for the month. So, yeah, we got to this point, and here we are. That brings us to now.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys think about, where Podtacular's been, where we see it going in the future? Tell me some of your thoughts on that.
I think it's come a long way. I mean, honestly, from the humble beginnings, you know, Fumo at his computer by himself, you know, to, almost 1,500 strong community. So, you know, I think it's good. And of course, I mean, it can only get bigger and better, of course, with the impending Halo 3 coming out. So, I mean, you know, that show's probably going to get bigger as in more news trickles out and everything. It's just going to be... It's going to be huge.
That Bungie.net headliner didn't hurt.
Yeah, yeah. The game with fame. What was it, the Wednesday?
It was the
game with fame. It was
the Hump Day Challenge. I got on the community spotlight on Bungie.net. So
yeah.
That was really helpful. So appreciate Bungie.
Yeah, and I think y'all are nominated for podcast awards.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I totally forgot to put that in the show notes too. Yeah, this is really awesome stuff, guys. We got nominated out of like 5 different gaming podcasts. There's this site, podcastawards.com. We've probably talked about it on previous shows. In fact, I know we have. And this is like all podcasts in general. It's kind of a listener's choice award, and we got nominated among only like 5 podcasts as one of the top gaming podcasts out there. And I thought that was, like, really awesome. We actually also got nominated Best Production Quality or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, wow, okay. All right, cool.
What does that say?
Well, we'll go for it. That's cool.
You're going to give it to us, we'll take it.
We'll take what we can get. Awesome. Yeah.
Which, I mean, think about it. It's like, how many gaming podcasts are there out there right now, really? I mean, you know, thousands probably.
That's what I'm saying. You know, it's pretty amazing. And the way I look at it is this, is like, you know, you got other podcasts out there, which we really respect. All the ones that got nominated, we know of and we respect them, and they're awesome guys. But the way I look at it is like, a vote for Podtacular on this is a vote for Halo, because all the other ones are general gaming podcasts, pretty much. And, voting for Podtacular is kind of like saying, you know, we think Halo is like pretty much the best game out there right now. And, you know, we want to support that. So anyway, yep. If you guys want to support us on that and help us reach our goal of winning the podcastawards.com award for gaming and best produce as well. Why not, you know?
That's right.
Hook us up at podcastawards.com and sign in there and just kind of vote for us over there. The way it works is that you can vote once a day for 15 days between July, I think, 28th and 15 days later, whatever that is. So hook us up, man. If you're really a fan, just hop on there and vote for us.
That's tomorrow.
If you vote for anything else, we will find out and you will be banned.
Yeah.
Yes. I can't enforce that or anything else, but that's what I'm saying.
No friends list chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, what we'll do is we'll put G. Lewis on your friends list if you don't vote for it. Yeah.
Bummer.
That's gotta suck. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, do you mind if I talk for a second about the show and what it's done for me or what it's been on my side anyway?
By all means.
I don't want to be a downer, but the thing about the show that what I think about Podtacular is there was a time in my life where it was a rough thing I was going through, and my son was born prematurely and a lot of problems and of course more financial than anything else, and I sent an email to Spellcheck and Fumo, and they posted it on the site, and the community just came out in droves and just, you know, was donating to me and just sending me emails and just was about the coolest outpouring I've ever experienced, you know. And I just like to say thanks to everybody out there who was part of that. And that to me is Podtacular. That's, you know, it's the community. It's not even as much Halo 2 as it is just all the guys together just, you know, throwing down and having each other's backs. So
yeah, man.
That's all I want to say.
Well, right on, dude. I'm really glad we could help you in that. And you know, our community is just, I know I always say this, you guys, but I mean, if you're listeners and you haven't checked out our community at podtacular.com, dude, check it out, man. Because, I mean, you've been on Halo 2. You know the deal. You know there's a bunch of jerks out there and, a bunch of jerks out there. And, you know, somehow we've, really struck some gold with podtacular.com. And just everybody's, super cool to each other. And people just help each other out all the time and just all kinds of stuff, you know. So, if you guys are listeners and you haven't checked it out, man, check it out, dude. It's just awesome. We're really
you'll meet just a ton of cool people, and the site's awesome. And yeah, just give it a try.
So let's move on to some other stuff here. One thing I want to ask is Boom and Wife, tell us about some of the things that you have memories of, like. You know, I mean, it's been a year. Me, every single week, recording Podtacular.
The thing that I remember the most is we always had this meeting at Sunday nights about 6 o'clock with some other people from our church, and you would, barely make it on time. It was probably when you were doing the 3 shows in a row thing, and you'd be, sweating it and getting there just, at the skin of your teeth. And when we moved to our new place, and we had a little trouble on a particular night that we just were still unpacking and all that, and it was Thursday night trying to record and just kind of doing a little mock setup there in the dining room with the computer and everything before we could have an actual office. But we got it done.
And the internet was down. The
internet that was down. That whole thing. Yeah.
Oh,
crazy.
Man.
No, that's the worst.
Yeah.
No internet? Oh, man.
Yeah.
What did we do without it all these
times? No, that was man, I was so ticked that night, too. I don't know how I recorded without, yelling at everybody. Just because the internet came through at, the very last second. I was literally, on my way out the door to drive to a friend's house to use their internet. And got a call that the guy was coming over and fixing it and stuff. Oh, man. Oh, it was a pain. We had boxes everywhere. I was climbing over stuff to get to the computer and everything.
Yeah.
Wow, that was no fun.
Yeah.
Man, yeah.
Oh, remember that time we played that one game where there? Now Bonnie doesn't. My wife doesn't play. For my wife doesn't play Halo. But there was this one time we played together. Tell them about it.
Oh yeah. Well, Mike was actually doing the playing, and I was on the microphone, and so everybody thought it was a girl playing, and so of course we had Mike's talents with my voice, and Mike kept beating everybody, and then I was the only one doing the talking, and so I'd be like, "You just been pwned by a girl," stuff like that. He would just tell me what to say. So yeah, it was pretty funny. I got called a lot of names.
I can imagine.
Yeah,
what did the people say back?
No. They called me a lesbian, and I don't know, dyke. I think is the actual word, but. They weren't very happy about.
But weren't they like all talking all this crap until like you won at the end of the game, and then they were like, "Oh, forget you" or something.
Yeah.
They just like couldn't really.
Yeah, they didn't have anything to say. They weren't used to being.
Oh, they were like, "Oh, you're real proud of that, aren't you?"
Yeah.
I bet you started getting friends requests after that too.
Enemy requests.
Enemy requests.
Yeah. Someone's requesting to be your enemy.
Can I be
your
enemy?
So moving on. We have the Podtacular Awards that DM7000 set up. He had these voted on, and these are a lot of work went into this. Appreciate it, DM7000. And let's go down these one by one and kind of switch off here and say who's who. So, Dremel Best Overlord Finalist. Now, we had, for each of these, we had, I believe, four finalists and many contestants. And it was based on people's votes and the whole thing at podtacular.com. So, the best overlord goes to Dialpex. Woo!
Woohoo!
All right, Dialpex, congrats, man. Yeah, he does an awesome job, man. He's real busy.
Yeah. He's on the site, like, 24/7.
I know, man. I don't know how he gets any sleep.
Yeah. Cool. I'll do, let's see, guest host finalist was JVB. All right, JVB.
Best pro player finalist, Rusami.
Rusami.
All right.
Rusami, dude. He plays, I don't know, he gets some cool customs going, and he's a good player altogether, so kudos to him, man. Good job. Best rec player finalist, and that is a tie between Wrist Peblo and Dr. Tom.
All right. Dr. Tom did my sex change operation. Complete success.
Complete success.
Except for that Adam's apple thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that, man. Yeah. You need to go back to Dr. Tom and be like, "What's the deal? I want my money back."
Well, he didn't charge me. It was practice, so.
I guess that's what they call it, a doctor's practice. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Let's see. The friendliest award finalist goes to Fumo Jive. I've never heard of this guy, but apparently he's a big deal.
Okay. Yeah, me neither.
Accept this award on behalf of all the little people.
You love me. You really love me.
Yeah.
Service awards finalist tie between Captain Crunk and Dialpex.
Woo!
All right.
Both those guys worked so hard. Hey, really appreciate Captain Crunk. I already mentioned Dialpex, dude. You the man. And you've done a lot of stuff. Totally appreciate you, man. I mean, he works, like, all the time in this stuff, and it's just really awesome. You know, it's not like people get paid for this, so it's cool. Captain Crunk, of course, set up our entire website and continues to keep it going and kind of run all the admin stuff on it. And, man, I mean, that guy's done a lot of work and stuff that normally would have been paid for. And just because he loves helping out the community, he hooked it up for free, and we really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, Captain's the man.
Sure.
I give it up to the cat.
And most annoying finalist goes to the dog.
Sorry.
Barking in the background. Woo!
they like this award, so.
They're like, "We're the most annoying, we're the most annoying." That's awesome.
they hear somebody outside and they think they're coming, you know, they're coming over to our house, and it's like, no.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, most annoying goes to Chemo 23.
Woo-hoo.
Hey, we poke fun at you, Chemo. We love you, man.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. We have best forum poster finalist, and that goes to Quality Jeffridge.
Right on, man. He posts
that Canadian.
Yeah, he posts the weekly porridge and all
yep.
kinds of stuff, dude.
The porridge is good.
Yeah, it is. It is. For sure. Okay, you're up.
Worst topic finalists. Amazingly, a lot of people agreed on this one. One is less than three facehead.
No.
Exactly.
You're not up on the lead speak, right? It's I love facehead. It's a heart sideways? Yeah.
A little heart.
That's what you were drawing.
One is less than three. That's awesome. I was trying to draw the heart in the air, but she didn't see it.
No.
She was like, what is
one
that?
Is less than three. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And no wonder
yeah.
it was. No wonder it was the worst topic. It had math in it.
I know algebra. Oh,
algebra. Ah. Okay, funniest.
All right.
Funniest gamer tag goes right. to tie between Facehead and Explosive Burrito.
Woo! Explosive Burrito. Right.
Sweet. All right, the best signature finalist, .xl.
Yeah.
Woo. What is that? I must not understand that.
I don't know. Best signature in the forums. I mean, people really get into, like, making their, you know, awesome signatures and everything in the forums.
I guess I haven't
their,
seen that one.
You know,
but I'm sure it's good.
Avatars and everything. And,
yeah.
You know, some more than others. But, I mean, I've made mine once, and I'm sticking with it for quite a while. But, like, you know, people, like... share all these different, like, techniques in Photoshop and, what do you call it, Cinema 4D and some of these different things and help each other out. So it's pretty cool. It's kind of neat to learn some game-oriented graphic design stuff. So, okay.
Yep. Cool.
All right.
You're up.
Funniest game... Oh, I'm sorry. Best impersonation finalist, JVB!
Duh!
Get down!
Get to the chopper!
Arnold!
Mommy! That's my favorite one, man. When he's, like, running from someone, he's like, Mommy!
I remember when he first started coming on, dude, and that's what all, he would call in, and that's all he would do is his Arnold impression. You know, he would call in and be like a grunt, say the grunt stuff in Arnold.
Yeah. I still remember, like, his first and only custom game he ever submitted was Team Bubble Bath, and it was like... It was so funny. He was like, okay, the way Team Bubble Bath works is everybody gets in the bubble bath, which is the ocean on Zanzibar. And he's like, it's kind of like a bubble bath. Me and my uncle hang out in the bubble bath all the time.
All right.
It's like, your uncle, what?
That's awesome and disturbing.
Yeah, I know. best trash talker finalist goes to... Salmonator.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you ever play a game of Uno with him online? Yeah, you'll hear.
Uno!
Uno! God, that guy. he's awesome, though.
Yeah, you don't mess around.
Yeah. Let's see. Most online finalist is a tie between Painkiller05 and Cowbell.
Right.
Sweet.
Well, I don't quite qualify for that one myself.
Yeah.
I'm on, like, dude, seriously, like, sometimes people are like, you're never on, Fumo, and I'm on, like, one or two times a week. And, I mean, honestly, I can't, with a job and taking care of this, that's a lot, you know, being able to do that and go on one or two times a week. But I force myself to be on at least once a week. You know, because, I mean, I'm doing a Halo podcast. Come on, I got to be on, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
But the thing
you can't
is...
be playing Barbie Horse Adventure all the time.
I know, I played a lot, but I mean, yeah, I got to quit eventually, yeah.
Isn't that the one you said I could do well on?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Best Avatar finalist, Quality Jeverage.
Woo!
Let's go, Quality.
The Porridge Master.
Yes.
Okay.
Cool. Who's
up?
I think
up.
So.
Okay, I'm
up.
Best pro clan finalist. Pro Clan B. Woo! Pod Tiger Pro All B. Right.
Pro B in the hizzy. All right. the best quote finalist is, "Can I rope you?"
Can I rope you? Sean Connery.
Oh,
dude, that was so funny. We were like,
yeah.
Turned into the Sean Connery, "Can I rope you?" best.
Can I rope you?
Funniest Money. Member finalist, Brent Gamer. Woo! Brent Gamer!
Awesome.
Brent's gonna be so happy.
What you gonna do, brother? This person who posts a lot on the forums yet hardly talks on Xbox Live. That would be Quality Jared.
He wins again!
Alright, man, he's just going home with them.
Nice. He's cleaning house, man.
He is, man. He's gonna go down in history. The most awards given out to a Canadian. Alright. Most out of place voice finalist is Dr. Tom.
Dr. Tom again.
Dr. Tom.
Your right.
For some reason I thought Dr. Tom would be younger than he was. Than he sounded. Or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Whose turn is it?
Yours.
I'm getting out of place. Best Canadian finalist. Salmonator.
Oh, it's my turn.
Alright.
Sorry.
Can right, we use the term Canadian loosely?
Yeah, well, you know, he's got to hang out with Philip his moose and
yeah.
hang out in his igloo and everything, so he's kind of in Canada, if not
That's
like
right,
Antarctica.
Eh?
Worst temper finalist, Chemo.
Chemo, dude, Chemo is like getting the brunt of the stick here. No, we appreciate Chemo. He's been really cool lately, actually.
Yeah, he's a good kid. He's a good kid. And the most active finalist is... Dialpex. Dialpex.
I thought that was the first award. Does he get like the first and the last award? That's the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, he's.
That's
I
right.
think he's first and last.
Oh, wow.
The Alpha and Omega.
And best active finalist. Wait a minute. No. Awesome, dude. Okay, so that's this section of the show. Let's get to a couple of. Things we got going here where we're going to kind of go over some audio clips from previous shows that people sent in. Got some good stuff here, so check this out.
Oh, I thought that'd be good.
Podtacular Podcast number 1, July 28th, 2005.
Podtacular Episode 2, August 4th, 2005.
Podtacular Episode 3, August 7th, 2005.
Podtacular Episode 4, August 14th, 2005.
Podtacular Episode 5.
Podtacular Episode 6.
Podtacular Episode 007.
Podtacular Episode 9.
Podtacular Episode 10.
Podtacular Episode 11.
Podtacular Episode 12.
Podtacular Episode 13.
Podtacular Episode 14.
Episode 15.
Podtacular Episode 17.
Podtacular Update, Episode 18.
Podtacular Customs and Call-ins, Episode 20.
Episode 21.
Podtacular Episode 22.
Episode 23.
Episode 24.
Episode 26.
Episode 27.
Episode 29.
Episode 30.
This is Episode 31.
Episode 32.
Episode 33.
Episode 34.
Episode 35.
Episode 36.
Episode 37.
Episode 38.
Episode 39.
Episode 40.
Episode 50.
Podtacular Update.
Episode 60.
Podtacular Halo 3 Show.
Episode 70.
You have a lot of cows out there in Oklahoma. Punching the top of it every 5 minutes. Stupid thing, come on.
There's gay as in homosexual, G-A-Y, and gay, G-H-E-Y, as in retarded, stupid.
Give me a break,
because
dude.
You can't tell which one they're using. It's like gay, or you saying gay, or you're saying gay.
Right.
Because it's like, it's such a mess. It's ad-free. It's without advertisements. The ads are absent. They're homesick with influenza.
Can't have a bubble bath without people.
We were on Bungie.net again.
Woo!
Hell
Woo!
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, true.
But that could be a new game type, though. Think about it. You know, everybody has to run after your arm and freaking get it back.
An arm can teleport.
Capture my arm.
You're like running around like a monkey, like on your knuckles and stuff, because your arms are like all extended because you grabbed onto the tree. That'd be awesome.
The guy'd be like, capture my arms.
Capture my arm.
In a world with long arms. City.
I love chipmunks.
He's like crying and his mascara is dripping out.
Hello, this is Paul Matthews with the Lenny Group at 1-800-599-0235, extension 4010.
Are we getting spam voicemails?
I'm obviously calling about the opt-in internet inquiry that you've placed on the internet. I wanted to let you know that I do have a lender that I'd love to pre-approve you on a 1.25% loan. That is a 30-year loan, by the way. I'd love to be able to put this into processing. So just give me a call ASAP, and... Well, from what I can tell, you will save up to 45% on your monthly payment. So, again, this is Paul Matthews with the Lending Group, 1-800-599-0235.
Who spams a voicemail? I mean, really?
4010. Thanks.
Spammer!
I hope you guys enjoyed that. You know, once in a while, we gotta play some stuff back. Look back a little bit.
Yeah.
Jody, good times. So, that's the show, guys. Wrapping up, you can tune in next week. We're going to be talking about Halo 3. It's the Halo 3 show, where we talk about all the features you want to see in the most highly anticipated game ever, Halo 3. We also catch up on what Bungie has told us so far. And like I said, it's my favorite show, man. It's going to be good.
That's right. And send in your tips, etc. to podtacular.com. Or wait, podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going, and we ask for new stuff for the show every week, so check it out at podtacular.com. We got the rockin' forums there, so get to it.
Call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO.
That's 206-888-HALO. And vote for us at podcastawards.com. Please.
Do it now.
Yeah. So, shout-outs. Yeah, shout-outs to, let's see here, Jay Burton for organizing the East versus West. This is actually a little and change these shout-outs from the previous show. Awesome. Wow. So organized. Well, that's pretty much it. Thanks to Siklonic also for editing audio. And until next time, guys, I'm your host, Fumo Jai.
This is Gemini Ace.
And this is Fumo Wive.
Ooh, thanks, Fumo Wife, for being here. Appreciate it. All right, keep on with fragging trucks, guys.
You can't stop.
Later.
You can't stop. You can't stop. You can't stop. You can't stop. You can't stop.
There's only one thing left to say. Da 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 da